Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Wednesday, July 5th, Bikini Day. More coming up on that. Sharing a table with us in the cafe this morning, Derek Price of Green Shoot Media. On the Black Lands Cafe Facebook page, following up on Carol Taylor's recent visit, how many of the one-time Hunt County colleges can you name? Any family stories of the long-ago schools? Let us hear from you. Today's factoid, in England in the 1880s, pants was considered a dirty word. Birthdays, born July 5th, 1801, Admiral David Farragut. Born this day in 1810, Showman P.T. Barnum. This day in history, July 5th, 1865, the Salvation Army is founded in London. In 1935, President Franklin Roosevelt signed the National Labor Relations Act, also known as the Wagner Act, allowing for collective bargaining.
By this act, employers are bound to bargain collectively with an organized majority of their workers. In a series of 5-4 decisions, the Supreme Court upholds the Wagner Act, and broad New Deal legislation becomes constitutional by the deciding vote of a single justice.
July 5th, 1946, the bikini makes its debut at a fashion show in Paris.
Another French creation, the bikini, named after the atomic explosion in the Pacific. The bikini was an explosion everywhere. Scholars trace the style back 1,500 years, but it was still a revelation.
The voice, of course, of Bob Hope. On this day in 1954, a young truck driver walks into the Sun recording studio in Memphis and records a song for his mama.
Well, that's all right, mama. That's all right for you.
His name, of course, Elvis Presley, and the world has never been quite the same. July 5th, 1975, Arthur Ashe becomes the first African-American to win the Wimbledon Tennis Championship, defeating Jimmy Connors. On the KETR events calendar, the Commerce Farmers Market meets from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays. It's located on Bonham Alley in downtown Commerce. Locally produced or prepared items such as fried pies, roasted coffee, vegetables, fruit, candles, soap, and various other items. For more information, see the events calendar at KETR.org. And our thought for the day is from P.T. Barnum, whose birthday was July 5th. Fortune always favors the brave and never helps a man who does not help himself. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price. Derek is the proprietor of Green Shoot Media in Greenville, also writes the car gazing column that you see in the Herald Banner. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
But would it also be fair to, would you be offended if anyone called you a band geek?
Not a bit. I wear that term proudly. I was an all-state trumpet player in high school, that was my thing. I've always loved band music, brass music, all kinds of music, really. So I'm definitely a music nerd. I love that kind of thing. And one of my favorite things to do in the summertime, and my whole family started to get into this too, is watching drum corps shows, these drum and bugle corps shows that tour around the country in the summer. It is a mind-blowing thing to watch. And if you've never seen a drum corps show before, it's really hard to describe what it's like. The way I put it is, it's kind of like crossing marching band with Broadway. So it's lots of dance, lots of drama, lots of precision. And the thing that I like as a music nerd is it's the loudest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Sure.
They have about 150 members, I believe, is the limit. And all of the instruments are incredibly loud. So I like to joke with my daughter. She plays the flute in band. And I joke with her that, you can't even hear you playing. And you look cute wiggling your fingers, though. So unless everybody else stops playing, you can't hear the flute.
But, you know, the drum corps, I mean, that is kind of the glamour area of the bands, right? Seemingly these days.
Kind of, sort of. So a drum corps, and that's another thing that we need to point out here, drum corps are independent. They're not college bands. They're not high school bands. They're not associated with a school typically. And they started out, in the early 20th century, they had like VFW groups and Boy Scout troops and churches. They'd start their own drum corps up. And it was in the military style where they'd have rifles they would twirl and things like that. But they were all drums and bugles. And now it's still all brass and all drums. There are none of the quiet instruments in it. And all the brass instruments are designed to aim straight at your head. So, you know, it's an incredibly loud sound to hear. And the other thing that blows me away about it is the precision and the musicianship that these people can exhibit while they're marching around on a field. So the example I like to use this year, you've heard of Flight of the Bumblebee, that really famous, super fast-paced song. It sounds like an insect buzzing around you. So if you want to learn that as an individual, just as a soloist, that's a tough piece of music to learn where it sounds well, right? Well, imagine having to play that with an ensemble, even just sitting down in chairs where it sounds good all together playing Flight of the Bumblebee, an incredibly difficult thing to do. Well, there's actually a drum corps this year attempting to do that while running around a football field, and they sound fantastic. I've seen recordings of this online, and the fact that that's even humanly possible just blows my mind. So I love going to these shows in the summertime and kind of seeing what people can do when they devote their entire life to one crazy activity.
We're talking with Derek Price, and Derek is the manager or the owner of Green Shoot Media in Greenville, and also writes the Cargazing column. But right now we're talking about drum corps performances. Now, you mentioned the independent drum corps. Of course, school bands do have them, and at the high school level and the college level. But what you're saying is it's sort of like club sports and basketball and baseball. They have these separate organizations that exist apart from the school bands.
Yep, and in fact, at the top level, it's more like professional sports where you audition to get in, and
so
it's extremely competitive where it's almost impossible to get into the top ones unless you are the cream of the crop.
So this is like this. We have college football and pro football, so they actually have professional drum corps.
Kind of, sort of. They spend their whole life on it. So here's how it works. They put on a show tonight, let's say, and they just blow your mind with this amazing music. Then they typically will get on a bus and drive overnight. They might sleep on the bus. They might sleep on the floor of a gym in a college or a school somewhere. Wake up first thing in the morning and practice for hours and hours and hours to make their show better and more exciting and more precise and more perfect. Then they put their show on again the next night. Then they get on a bus and they practice the next day and make the show better and better. So it starts out fantastic in the beginning of the summer, and then they get better and better and better as the weeks go on because they spend so many hours rehearsing with so many incredibly talented people. And by the end of the season, it's just absolutely amazing. And they have a championship. It's all competitive. They have judges on the field and looking at them from the press box, and they grade each one of them, and they're competing. So you can kind of root for your favorite teams just like you do with pro sports.
Right. And there's a couple of these events coming up soon?
There are, yeah. The closest ones to us are in Dallas and Denton in July.
So do you have the dates in front of you somewhere?
In Denton, I believe it's Thursday, July 20th, and the one in Dallas is Monday the 24th.
And the Denton, I presume, is at the University of North Texas football stadium?
Yeah, UNT has a great music program. A lot of people at A&M Commerce, as I understand it, are involved with this as well, or at least a number of people are. If you're really into marching music, this is kind of your big thing. And in fact, it's very influential on high school and college programs. So the things they do at drum corps, it tends to filter down to college programs and kind of get ideas and uniform trends and things like that.
Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Derek Price with Green Shoot Media, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETO.